Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday as well. Big news from an economic standpoint this morning is going to be the PCE report. So giving the markets a little bit more of an insight into some of the inflation data. Of course, if we see a higher than expected reading, that could have some impact on met markets and rate cut expectations for the rest of 2024. So keep an eye out on that. All right, with that said, we can go ahead and move on over into the performance. It was a mostly red day. However, we did see less red as we moved towards the close. Dow Jones, we'll take a look at that chart in just a moment, was down about 1% or so. S&P 500 towards the bottom middle of the pack, off about 0.5%. We did see crude oil rebound a little bit, up about 1% itself, followed by emerging markets, ETF, EEM, up about 22 bips. Okay, moving on over into the Dow Jones DJIA on the platform. We did see a lot of these major indices kind of reverse back down with action early yesterday morning. I'm not going to show you all of them. Just want to focus on the Dow here. Did reverse back down on the verge of posting a second consecutive sell signal for the first time since late 2023. Now, this, of course, wouldn't be a positive thing. Just like we like to see consecutive buy signals, consecutive sell signals are concerning. But if we are looking to give it a little bit more room to run here, I think this 37,200 mark is going to be a really important point to watch. Towards the downside, of course, that was kind of before this large stem of X's up that started back in November of 2024. So keep an eye on 37,200. Also want to mention small caps, RUT, that also did see enough negative action yesterday to reverse back down into O's. Now, the Russell 2000 there, that 2000 mark has really been difficult to crack going back for the last couple of years. So seeing a reversal back down, a reemergence of 2000 as a sticky point of resistance, that really isn't what we want to see. So just keep an eye out on that point towards the downside there. 1940 towards the is the first layer of support, and then really the bullish support line around that 1900 mark should be a point of downside support there going forward. Also want to mention the bullish percent for the NDX. So measuring the percentage of stocks within the NASDAQ 100 that are trading on point and figure buy signals, we did see that actually reverse up yesterday to a chart reading of 32%. So about one out of every three stocks within the NASDAQ 100 there on those PNF buy signals. Certainly not going to turn your nose at reversals, especially those up from low field positioning. So again, we're looking hopefully at more of a kind of broadening out within that kind of tech and growth focused index there. So keep an eye on that going forward. Just something to keep on the radar. A couple of different stock earnings there that happened yesterday after the close, GOOGL. They're up about 12% at the time of this recording, citing some nice gains within their or kind of focus on their AI sleeve there. So they're, again, a five for fiver. David mentioned them yesterday morning, recently moving back up into X's against the equal weighted index there. They're up around 175 at the time of this recording. So they will be in heavily overbought territory. If you don't already hold it, just continue to dollar cost average in as we see some normalization around that earnings call. All right, Microsoft also report did see a nice result for them as well. They're down around, they're up around 4.5% or so. It's going to be a pretty similar conversation, but they won't be as overbought. So we might get a reversal back up into X's, all things considered for Microsoft here. So again, they probably still going to be in actionable territory on the report. So Microsoft, at least a little bit more of a manageable position post earnings. All right, moving on over into Fun Friday, where I talk you through or bring you through some of the more niche parts of the platform so that we can best use the platform and things like that going forward. My favorite part of the week today, we're going to be focusing on the models page, specifically part of the holdings. So I've got here the NDW Large Cap Core model. I clicked on it. I went to details to holdings. You can see the holdings. Having a nice year so far, actually. And then if you click on hit view historical holdings, you can get a snapshot of at any point over the holding period, you can see the different holdings in time. And you can also see the trades that were made at that point. And of course, as well, what it was bought and sold at, the reasoning for it as well. So just a different way to say, hey, at any given time, what were the holdings in this model? And can bring a little bit more color to what we're looking at. Okay, that will do it for me here. I hope everyone has a great week, a great weekend, a safe weekend, and we will see you again on Monday.